This is the Statman Sports Podcast, where we keep topics in context. This is your host, Steve Duffus, who is still wondering why the Seahawks didn't run the ball.
Ah, it's a beautiful day to talk sports, baby. Welcome to episode number 97 of the Statman Sports Podcast. This is your host, Steve Duffus. Let me tell y'all something. I don't know where to start today. Well, I know what I'm going to start with and how I'm going to end it. But man, my head is spinning today. And it's, before I get into all that, man, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, thank you so much for showing that support to the podcast. I appreciate it. For those of you who've been there since day one, you already know what the deal is, man. We have so much to get into today. And of course, just like we do every episode, I'm just going to give you a small preview of what's going to happen this episode. So we're going to start talking about the NFL wildcard weekend, and we're going to look forward to future games as well for the NFL playoffs. Man, this is the time of the year. We're excited for some football. I'm going to break down all the teams that are in the playoff. Of course, we're in a pandemic. Things are going to be a little different, so we're going to break all that down. And of course, I'm also going to talk about what happened on Sunday night football between the Washington football team and the Philadelphia Eagles. Did the Washington football team really win that game, or did the Philadelphia Eagles really give him that game? Coach Pettersson, did he really give him that game? Man, I have so much to say about that. But man, But the one thing we're going to do, of course, we're going to start out talking about the wild card weekend. I'm going to preview and give you the X factors, why the 16 teams are hopeful to win the Super Bowl. And of course, I'm going to give you the matchups that are going to come up. So with no further ado, guys, let's just get right into it with what are you talking about, bro?
Huh? What are you talking about, man?
Woo!
What?
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
In this week's edition of What Are You Talking About, Bro? Of course, I want to break down the NFL playoffs. Of course, we're going to start out with the wildcard weekend. Fittingly, this 2020 NFL season, just like every other sport, living through a pandemic starting in 2020, now going into January, there's a vaccine now. Everything has just been odd for the past couple of months. And the NFL playoffs is not going to be any less different. Starting out with the Sunday night game between the Washington football team and the Philadelphia Eagles, we saw how the Philadelphia Eagles pretty much handed them that game, handed them the NFC East title, and then Doug Pettersson coming out there in the press conference talking that nonsense that we wanted to believe in, something I want to talk about in the next segment. But what I want to keep the focus on is this weekend. So the Washington football team, they locked in their position into the playoffs. They're going to face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady, and I expect the Buccaneers to win that game easily. That's what I expect. But of course, things have not been normal, let's say, just like everything for the past couple months. The league has expanded its postseason to 14 teams, meaning only the number one seeds, which is the Chiefs and the Packers, will be able to get a bye week. And of course, they will get themselves a first round bye, and the other 12 teams will have to play this upcoming weekend in this 6-game wildcard weekend, and that's just going to happen 5 days from now. So what we're trying to do here is just previewing all those teams, giving you the X factors, like I said in the introduction, is to give you an X factor of a player for every particular team, give you a preview of their records, why they are hopefuls to win the Super Bowl. Man, you're in the playoffs, you have hope. Everything is reset back to 0-0. Your regular season record doesn't matter. So of course, we're going to get into that. And how I want to do that is to obviously start with our defending Super Bowl champions from the AFC, and that would be the Kansas City Chiefs, who ended the season with a 14-2 record. They have a Super Bowl odd of +180, and the FPI have them making the Super Bowl at a percentage of 51.1%. Practically, what that means is that nobody else in the AFC, practically no one else, has a chance of beating them. That's what the FPI is telling us. So what is the real hope for the Kansas City Chiefs? I don't really want to dig too deep into that. By some measures, quarterback Patrick Mahomes played better in 2020 than he did in either his 2018 MVP season. He led the league. He won the MVP, obviously. He led his team to the Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl MVP. He set career highs in QBR at 82.7 this season, yards per game at 316 yards a game, and completion percentage at 66.3%. Quarterbacks drive the playoffs, and no one in the AFC has a better one than the Chiefs. So, I mean, that's the reason for hope. They're the defending champs. They still have the best tight end in the league. They still have the fastest and arguably the best wide receiver in the NFL still. I mean, Andy Reid is still coaching them, and obviously, they still have Patrick Mahomes. So, I mean, again, we don't want to dig too deep into that. That's what the Chiefs' chances are of winning the Super Bowl. But now, let's go to the reason for concern for the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs have had a very hard time closing out teams in the second half of games. So let me break this down for you guys who think like, oh yeah, well, they're just going to run through everybody and just get what they want. Well, not really. The seven games after the Chiefs, after they beat the Jets, the seven games ensuing, they've come by an average of 3.7 points a game. So they're winning by like over a field goal. Two of them required a massive comeback. And as an optimist, you might say, well, Steve, what are you talking about, man? Like, what? I mean, they won the games. They only lost technically one game in the season because the last game, Patrick Mahomes didn't play. But this is my rebuttal to that. In the playoffs, you're not going to play any bad teams. And this season, the AFC is stacked. Every team that made the playoffs has about 11 wins. So it's not like a cakewalk. You're not going to just run over people. So if they've been struggling in second halves of this entire season, and especially in second halves of this second half season, they were trending down going into playoffs. And I know this from first-hand experience. My quarterback is Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers, and a lot of times the Packers have been trending down going into the playoffs, and that did not bode well for them. So that's a reason for concern for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, but the one X factor that they have is that they still have rookie starter Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and they still have Le'Veon Bell. And Le'Veon Bell is going to be the biggest factor, because if the rookie can't go, Le'Veon Bell is going to give Andrew Reid and Patrick Mahomes the flexibility at running back that they need in order to keep their defense fresh off the field, and also to keep their offense running down the field and convert crucial third downs that they need to keep themselves on the game and especially win the games. So the Kansas City Chiefs, because they have that first round bye, their first game is either going to be the Titans, the Ravens, the Browns, or the Colts. That's what's really going down for the Kansas City Chiefs. So let's move on to team number two in the AFC, the Buffalo Bills. They ended the season on a 13-3 record. Their Super Bowl odds is plus 750. FPI have them making the Super Bowl at a 17.1%. What is the reason for hope for the Buffalo Bills? I'll tell you what, like I said, you have to be rolling going into the playoffs, and the Bills are actually rolling into the playoffs. After losing to the Chiefs in week 6, they launch into a 2-month run of near perfect football, man. Josh Allen broke every Bills record. Stephon Diggs broke every wide receiver record. Looks like he broke most of the wide receiver records for the Buffalo Bills. They're just on a ridiculous roll right now. They're the second team in scoring behind the Green Bay Packers at 30.7 points per game. Between week 7 and week 16, Josh Allen emerged as, you can even say, arguably the second spot for MVP behind Aaron Rodgers. So that's their reason for hope. They have a quarterback. Quarterbacks run the league. And if you have a good quarterback going into the playoffs with the defense playing as they're playing, with a number one receiver, a legit one with Stephon Diggs, man, the confidence is sky high in Buffalo. But what's the reason for concern for Buffalo? Last year, the Buffalo Bills gave up a 16-0 lead to the Tennessee Titans. To the Houston Texans. And those type of games can break a franchise, and that can leave a stain for years to come. But it looks like this season, the Buffalo Bills team just look a lot different. So I'm going to say, even though that's a concern, it's still not a concern, but it's still something to keep our eye on. So who's really going to be the X factor for the Buffalo Bills? This might surprise you. He's having an all-time season for the Buffalo franchise, but the X factor is going to be Stephon Diggs. He's been successful with Josh Allen really throwing the ball to him. He's been doing everything you ask of him as a team player. But remember, if the Bills need a play to win a game, they can count on Stephon Diggs helping Josh Allen to get it done. Stephon Diggs has experience in the playoffs. He caught one of the greatest passes in NFL history against the Saints. We call it the, whatever it's called, the Vikings Hail Mary, the Hail Mary play, where he took his helmet and just threw it. Stephon Diggs has the experience and he has the lure to go with that. So I expect him to be the X factor for this Buffalo Bills. If teams can't neutralize him, just count the Bills as the W. Matter of fact, I've had this conversation many a times and people think I'm crazy. The Buffalo Bills can beat the Kansas City Chiefs no matter where they play. So do not be surprised if these two teams end up meeting each other and the Buffalo Bills end up winning. So who are the Buffalo Bills going to face in this wildcard weekend? The Bills will face the 7-seeded Indianapolis Colts on Saturday at 1:05 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS. And I really cannot wait. I really cannot wait for this game. The Bills are a 6.5-point favorite. So they're favored by a touchdown. So that's how confident people are this year in the Buffalo Bills. So let's move on to team number 3 in the AFC. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they ended the season on a 12-4 record. Season for hope. They have a quarterback that has won 2 Super Bowls in Ben Roethlisberger. They still have one of the top-tier coaches in NFL. So what is the hope for them? That's really the hope. They have Ben Roethlisberger, and they have a coach. They have a team that has experience. They have a coach that has experience. They have a quarterback that has experience. And, of course, they have everything together. They're in Pittsburgh. It's just the aura of Pittsburgh. That's the reason for hope for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because if I look at this objectively, though, you started the season 11-0 and you ended up with a 12-4 record. So you are literally trending in the wrong direction going into the postseason. So what is the reason for concern for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Like I said, the reasoning is they're trending downwards. They have not been playing good football since the beginning of December. And, well, it took many of game for them to make a comeback. It took a miraculous game to come back against the Colts as well the past couple of weeks. So it's not really looking good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's a big concern for them. What is the X factor for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Well, outside linebacker TJ Watt. If there's any AFC defensive player who can dominate a playoff game, it would be him. And the Steelers are going to need that very badly come playoff time. Playoff times is where you make your name in the NFL. Playoff time is where you make your name in any big sport. So I think TJ Watt is going to have to play his best games of his career in order for the Pittsburgh Steelers to even have that aspiration to win the Super Bowl. Who's the Pittsburgh Steelers' first opponent in the first game? They will face the 6-seeded Cleveland Browns. It's going to be a divisional game on Sunday, 8:15 on NBC. And I cannot wait to get into that. We're going to talk about the Cleveland Browns in a minute. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait for us to see what's going to happen between that matchup. The Steelers are a 3.5-point favorite. So that's a real good game to look forward to. So let's transition over to team number 4, the Tennessee Titans. King Henry's team, they finished the season with an 11-5 record. They have a Super Bowl odds of +2800. The FBI have given them a chance to make the Super Bowl with a 3.7%. That sounds about right. But Tennessee Titans fans, I give you reason for hope. The Titans can follow the same approach that pushed them to the 2019 AFC Championship game. You know what they can do? They can pursue an early lead with the passing game, which now boasts a big play of AJ Brown and Corey Davis. And of course, Ryan Tannehill is playing the season of his life as well. And of course, we cannot forget, once you have that lead, you can kill the clock. And that is what it's all about in the playoffs. And they have the best player, one of the best players, statistically in NFL history, at least this season, to do that. And King Henry, Derrick Henry, he led the league in rushing attempts, rushing yards, yards per carry, yards per game, rushing touchdowns. He's definitely going to win Offensive Player of the Year. So they have the man to do that. And of course, he can carry them to the Super Bowl. So that's the hope. That's really the hope for the Tennessee Titans. But what's the biggest reason for concern for them? The pass defense, man. They stand out and it's pretty bad. The Titans finished the season ranked among the NFL's worst 5 teams in opposing QBR and were by far the worst of any playoff team. The biggest problem, though, they rank at the bottom of the league in sacks for most of the season. And in the playoff, you need to pressure the quarterback. If you give any of these good quarterbacks in the playoffs anytime, they will carve you up. Tennessee's defense is not as good as is, but now you're going to face one of, and if you get past one of, you're going to face the quarterbacks. So that's a big reason for concern for these guys. But what is the X factor? Of course, if your defense is struggling, I believe your X factor is going to be your cornerback play. Cornerback Malcolm Butler. He made the biggest play, I would say, in Super Bowl history by intercepting that pass by Russell Wilson in the 2015 Super Bowl. So I think Malcolm Butler has the experience coming out from the Patriots organization, going through the Patriots way. I believe he's going to have the experience. He's going to have to bring this group together for them to do something miraculous. But like I say, man, if you're bad the entire season, you don't miraculously become good in the playoffs. So Malcolm Butler, you have a lot of work to do. And finally, the first game for the Tennessee Titans, they will face the Baltimore Ravens in the wildcard round. That will be Sunday at 1:05 p.m. on ABC and ESPN. So the question is going to be, can they knock off Lamar Jackson and the Tennessee and the Baltimore Ravens? The Titans are +4.5 underdogs. That's how much they believe in the Titans. So let's see how that game is going to go like. So those matchups are going to be amazing, and I cannot wait. Team number 5. The Baltimore Ravens, they have a Super Bowl odd of 1,100. They have a FPI chance to make the Super Bowl at 13.6%. That's very high for a team defense that's not very well, and an offense who has been struggling all season. But just like every other team, I'll give you reason for hope. The reason for hope for the Ravens, well, is because in the last 4 games, including the end of the regular season, they rediscovered that winning formula on offense that took them back to that 2019 form. So no one in the NFL has scored more points since week 13, and only one team has scored more in the first quarter. Getting an early scoring advantage has been crucial to the Ravens' success. So that's the reason for hope. If you get out to a fast start, you can do damage in this playoffs. But of course, your reason for concern, Baltimore fans, it is still not clear if the Ravens can come back from an early deficit. The scenario that spelled their 2019 elimination from the Titans. So again, think about it. If you don't get an early lead, how does your team fare? And that leads us to the X factor for the Baltimore Ravens. It's going to be kicker Justin Tucker. He's going to have a lot to do this playoffs. Because again, if they don't get early leads, if they don't convert on third downs, if they don't get these early downs, then he will be. Especially when they get in the red zone. Justin Tucker is going to be doing a lot of work. So can he finish his kicks? Can he convert those field goals when they ask him to get there? So he's going to be the X factor for the Baltimore Ravens. And who the Ravens going to face? Like I said, they're going to face the Tennessee Titans at 1:05 p.m. on ABC. And I have a very interesting statistic to share with you. I can never pronounce that career. A very interesting stat for you. According to ESPN Stat and Info Research, it will be the only 5th matchup in the Super Bowl era which the top rushing team in Baltimore will go against the NFL's rushing leader in an NFL playoff game. And unfortunately for the Ravens, the team with the rushing leader has won the previous 4 games. The Ravens, though, are 4.5-point favorites against the Tennessee Titans. So that's going to be a very, 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 very interesting matchup. And I cannot wait to see that one. Now let's move on to team number 6, the Cleveland Browns. The Browns finally made the playoffs after 18 years. They have a +5,000 Super Bowl odd, and they have the FPI chance of making it 1.5%. Any percentage is hope, right? So the Cleveland Browns have a chance to make the Super Bowl, and the reason for hope for them, the Browns have really, 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 really well rounded offensive team. They have a two-headed monster at their running back position. They have Baker Mayfield, who's been playing a lot better. And like I said, just like some other teams like I previewed, if you have a good quarterback playing his best games going into the playoffs, you have a very good chance. But the focus is always going to be, their big reason is the way they run the football. Baker Mayfield is top 3 in the NFL in play action passes. So just remember that. running the ball is going to be a success for the Cleveland Browns. He's converted on 48.6% on third downs, especially on play action, on any play action conversion for that matter. So Baker Mayfield is going to rely heavily on that running game. If they're smart enough, that's exactly what they're going to do. But of course, with all your reasons for hope, you have reasons for concern. And my biggest concern is always going to be Baker Mayfield, because he's a very volatile player. He's very inconsistent. I've watched most of the Browns games this season. He's just very inconsistent at quarterback. Even though he's a great play-action player, he's very dependent on how the system is run. If they're not having a good running game, Baker Mayfield tends to... He's just not a great decision maker. Like, he fits well within the system when everyone else is doing well, but when everyone else is not doing that well, he struggles. And that's the biggest concern for the Browns. And of course, the other biggest concern for me is just because they are the Cleveland Browns. See, if I take a line from the great Stephen A. Smith, they are a mistake waiting to happen, man. And I can't. That's just a big concern for me, man. You want to trust the Browns, you go ahead, but I won't do that. So of course, the biggest X factor for them is going to be Steven Stefanski. What is he going to do with Baker Mayfield? What is he going to do come this playoff game? What does he have tied up in there? So yeah, the Browns have a lot of questions, man, and I'm really worried about them. So let's see what happens. So the Browns will face off with the Steelers in a wild card game. They're going to go to Heinz Field. Obviously, that game will be at 8:15 on NBC. I cannot wait to see that game because I'm just excited to see the Browns in the playoffs again. Something different. So let's see. The Browns are 3.5 points underdogs against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And finally, the final team for the AFC. It's the Indianapolis Colts, coming in as 11-5. They have an FPI chance of 2.5% of making the Super Bowl. And their reason for hope is running back Jonathan Taylor has been fined both as a runner and as a receiver. His 45-yard playoff Clinton touchdown in week 17 was his latest example of his value to this team. And don't remember, they still have a very consistent quarterback in Phillip Rivers. So that's the big hope for the Indianapolis Colts. I don't have anything else. Hopefully they can find their form from the first couple of weeks when they were the number one ranked defense in the NFL. But that's it. The reasons for concern, they still have Phillip Rivers, an older Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers was great in his prime, but never really got anywhere far in the playoffs. So do we really trust him at the end of games? Do we trust him not to throw interceptions? Do we trust him not to make ill-advised plays at the end of the games if the games are close in the playoffs? So that's my biggest concern. Of course, the biggest X factor for the Indianapolis Colts for me is going to be defensive tackle DeForest Buckner. One of the most impactful offseason acquisitions around the league. And Buckner is going to make the difference on that defense for the Indianapolis Colts. Like I mentioned, if they want to have the aspirations to get back to that top defense that they were in the beginning of the season and create havoc in this playoffs, they're going to have to depend on him. And their game is going to be against the Buffalo Bills, like I mentioned, on Saturday night at 1:05 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS. The Colts' pass defense rank among the NFL's top 10 based on QBR for the majority of the season. But yet, the Colts are 6.5 points underdogs. Of course, because they're playing the Buffalo Bills. We're going to have a chance to make the Super Bowl. So after this short break, we're going to come back and talk about the NFC teams. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, you have a message you want to share to the world, or you think it would be fun to have your own sports show like I do for the Statman Sports Podcast, podcasting is very easy, inexpensive, and is a fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your own podcast. And since I have my podcast on Buzzsprout, it's one of the easiest decisions I've ever had to make. Your show can be online, it can be listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. So podcasting isn't that hard when you have the right partners. And the team with Buzzsprout is passionate at helping you succeed. So I would encourage you to join the thousands of podcasters that are already online with Buzzsprout and try to get your message out there. Let's create something great together. welcome back. If you're still listening, man, we appreciate you staying here, going over the wild card weekend and the playoff overview for these teams, man. So we want to move on now to the NFC teams. And of course, we're going to start out with the number one seed in the NFC, my team, my longtime team, the Green Bay Packers, who finished with a 13-3 record. They have a 42.2% percentage of making the Super Bowl. They have odds. Obviously, they have the best odds in the NFC at plus 450. Because you know what? And this is a big reason for hope for the Green Bay Packers. Not only do they have the best quarterback in football and the best football player in football right now, like I've been saying for the past three seasons, they have Aaron Rodgers, and of course they have the best wide receiver in football as well in Devontae Adams. He finished with 18 touchdowns and 1,500 yards. You know how many players in NFL history have done that? Two. Randy Moss and Chris Carter. And Devontae Adams is on that list as well. Aaron Rodgers finished with 48 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, a 70.3 completion percentage. He also finished with 4,000 plus yards, number one in QBR, number one in passer rating. He's number one in completion percentage. Like, what else do you want from him? He's the NFL MVP. As long as you have Aaron Rodgers, you have a chance. And of course, you have to make sure you do your job, because Aaron will definitely do his. But that leads me to the reason for concern for the Green Bay Packers. Because over the decade, over the years, Aaron Rodgers has been doing his job in the playoffs, but the defense has always let him down. Is it not ironic that the one season that Aaron Rodgers had a top 10 defense, he won the Super Bowl? So just think about that. If, that's a big if the Packers defense show up this postseason, I will guarantee you that Aaron Rodgers will win that Super Bowl. But it's still a concern. I will still have to see it to believe it. And that's the biggest concern for the Packers, is their defense. So what is the X factor for them? Running back Aaron Jones. And look, although he hasn't had the big touchdown numbers that he had last season, during the course of the season, he has helped Aaron Rodgers get out of tough situations by breaking tackles, by converting big third downs. If you use him in the passing game as well, on screen passes, even though he's had a few injuries as well, he's going to be the X factor this postseason. If he can stay healthy, the Packers will definitely win the Super Bowl. And that's my biggest thing. I hope he stays healthy as a fan. I hope he stays healthy and that we can make it where we need to go. So the Packers' first game, because they're the number one seed in the NFC, they're going to have that bye week. And they're most likely going to be facing either the Washington football team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Rams, or the Bears. Whoever wins their games with whoever's lowest seed, that's who the Green Bay Packers will be facing 2 weeks from now. Let's move on to team number two in the NFC. That would be the New Orleans Saints. They finished the season with a 12-4 record. They have the second best odds of making the Super Bowl in the NFC. They have a 27.2 chance of making it, but they have to go through Lambeau Field. What is their reason for hope? The Saints have one of the NFL most well-rounded teams, and they proved it after losing quarterback Drew Brees. They kept up that pace. They really kept up that pace with quarterback Taysom Hill. And of course, they did some games with Teddy Bridgewater as well. So it's going to be a big deal knowing that even though they are nicked up, that they can make it far with the personnel that they have. So that's the biggest reason for hope. Because if they got to go to Lambeau Field in that Cobra, it's going to be a thing. Reasons for concern for the New Orleans Saints. The Saints have had some terrible luck in the playoffs over the past 3 years. Of course, the Minneapolis Miracle that I already talked about with Stephon Diggs was involved. Of course, we have that ridiculous 2018 non-pass interference call that is, to this day, still cannot believe, one of the worst plays I've ever seen in any sport. A non-call. One of the worst ones. So, you know, his luck is going to be on their side. That's a big reason for concern for these guys. And they have not shown up in many postseasons as well. So having that bad luck and not showing up for the postseason is a bad combination. What is the X factor for the New Orleans Saints? Well, wide receiver Michael Thomas. If he can stay healthy, if he can give Drew Brees that weapon, if he can come back, then they will definitely make a lot of noise in the NFC, even though they have to go through Green Bay. And they have potential, the potential and the roster to be Green Bay in Green Bay. So that's going to be the X factor coming back. If Michael Thomas can go back to the form of 2019, man, look out. So what are the Saints' first game this weekend? They're going to be facing the Chicago Bears on Sunday at 4:40 p.m. on CBS against Mitch Trubisky. Oh gosh, that's just interesting. Drew Brees against Mitch Trubisky in the playoff game, and then we all wondering who should win that game. My gosh, the Saints are 8.5 points favorites against the Chicago Bears. Moving on to team number three is the Seattle Seahawks with a 12-4 record. And what reason for hope do they have? Because they have a FPI chance of 8.9% of making the Super Bowl. So what hope do the Seahawks have? Well, they still have Russell Wilson. They still have a great offense. They entered week 17 on a 5-1 run, which is hot to get into the playoffs. So that's the hope that they have. They have home field advantage in one of these games, so that's what we're looking forward to, man. Even though the fans are not there, it's just the aura of playing at that field. So let's see how it's going to go for the Seattle Seahawks. The biggest concern for the Seahawks, just like I have for the Green Bay Packers, is that terrible defense. Russell Wilson just has to do too much. He's committed a lot of turnovers himself, and Russell Wilson has not been that consistent. So combine Russell Wilson's inconsistent play these last couple of weeks, even though they've been playing well, and the defense has been horrendous the entire season, I am not sure if the Seahawks are going to do any noise if that defense don't step it up. And what is the X factor going to be? Of course, if your defense is garbage, then your X factor, excuse me, is going to be, of course, safety Jamal Adams. The Seahawks deserve a ton of credit for finding a way to incorporate Jamal Adams into this defense. And of course, he's break so many records this season as well. So I hope for the Seahawks' sakes and their fans that he will be the biggest X factor for the Seahawks so they can make a deep playoff run this season. So who are the Seahawks going to play in game one? They will be facing their division rival, the LA Rams. So the Seahawks are 4.5 point favorites, and that game is going to be Saturday at 4:40 p.m. on Fox. Moving on to team number four, the Washington football team coming in. They're the worst team record wise coming into the playoffs with a 7-9 record. They have a 1.1% chance of making the Super Bowl. Hey, 1.1%, at least is a chance, Washington fans. The reason for hope really is just your front four. You have Chase Young, Montrez Sweat, Jonathan Allen. Those guys create havoc, man. And you're going to end up, you will be playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And your only chance against that potent offense coming in right now is another team we're going to talk about in a minute. It's getting pressure on Tom Brady. And Tom Brady is lighting it up right now. If they can get pressure on Tom Brady, they have a good chance of winning this football game. What's the reasons for concern? Despite having Alex Smith back, despite having that great front seven, Washington was a 7-win team. So that means it's just not good. It's just that their division was just that bad. That's why they made it in. And of course, with that ridiculous handout that they got from the Philadelphia Eagles. So let me take a minute here. I know we're going very long right now, but there's something I need to address. Doug Pederson must really think we're stupid. He must really think we're idiots. And he must really think we're unintelligent. That ridiculous answer that he gave in a press conference when they asked him if he was really trying to throw the game, he gave us his answer talking about he was trying to win. Oh, you were trying to win because your supposedly quote-unquote best players were still on the field? But at the one position where you need your best production, at the quarterback position, you happen to bench him because you wanted to see some reps from a third string receiver who happens to be 27 years of age, a 7th round pick? Really? You were really trying to win the game? To me, I don't care what anybody has to say. I don't care what anybody thinks. Because I've heard a lot of pundits and analysts say that, oh, they did the right thing because they had nothing to play for. So instead of getting the 9th pick, they end up getting the 6th pick because of their record. Who gives a damn? There's an integrity you play for. Even if you look at some reports that you saw reported, as of this recording of this podcast on Monday, January 4th, there were some players that were irate in the locker room about him making that type of decision. What? So to get him back to the point here, you handed the Washington football team a win. What was the difference? I mean, anyway, it don't really matter. because I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would have smashed either the Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, and of course the Washington football team. But the fact that you just handed this team a win, it just says much about your organization, says much about you, says much about the type of integrity that you have as a football coach. The Washington football team, their first game is going to be against, like I said, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 8:15 p.m. on Saturday night. There are 7.5 points underdogs, as they should be. Moving on to team number 5, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have an 11-5 record. They have a 15.7 chance of making the Super Bowl. The reason for hope, they're coming in freaking hot, man. They are toasting hot. And they have arguably the best quarterback of all time in Tom Brady, who's playing at an all-time high at the moment. He has 40 passing touchdowns at age 43. He's ridiculous, man. He's passed for the most touchdowns in the 8-quarter span in NFL history, breaking Dak Prescott's record. He has a QBR of 84.2, and he's passed for 934 yards in the past couple games. What's the reason for concern? More often than not, the Buccaneers defense, which happens, and by a lot of us thought, oh, they're going to be great this season, has been their downfall. And Tom Brady has been doing a lot to win them this game. So if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers happen to slip up one time in the playoffs, it's going to be a big cause for concern for them. Through 16 weeks, it was ranked 7th in the NFL by allowing 21.9 points per game. But that defense broke down and kept allowing 29 points per game in the last couple of games. So it's going to be a big deal with that defense. Is what's going to be the X factor for them? Jason Pierre-Paul. You see my consistency here. Any team that has a defensive struggle, of course, one of their defensive players is going to be the X factor. And like I said, their first game is going to be on the road against the Washington football team, which they are a 7.5-point favorite. And coming down to the last couple of teams is the LA Rams. We have the LA Rams followed by the Chicago Bears. So I want to start off with the LA Rams. They have reason for hope. They have a 4% chance of making the Super Bowl. What's the big reason for hope? They still have Aaron Donald. They still have their mastermind. They still have one of the best corners in football, Jalen Ramsey. So, what is the Rams going to do? Their biggest hope is their defense going off like the 2000 Ravens. That's their reason for hope. Defense can win you championships. In football, definitely they can win you some championships. So, if they play to the elite level, they have a chance. What is their biggest reason for concern? Even if Jared Goff returns early, how well is he going to play? How rusty is he going to be? How well is he going to perform in this playoffs? So that's a big reason for concern for the LA Rams. What is going to be their X factor? Leonard Floyd, the outside linebacker. While everyone was focused on Aaron Donald this season, Leonard Floyd was cleaning up on the edge, man. He was just cleaning up. So he's going to be the X factor for that defense and for the LA Rams. Their game is going to be, like I mentioned before, against the Seahawks, the divisional rivals, at Saturday, 4:40 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox. And finally, the team that, man, I don't even know what to say about them, the Chicago Bears, they have a 0.9% chance, 0.9% chance of making the Super Bowl. What is their reason for hope? Well, stranger things has happened. We don't know what could happen. You still got to play the game, right? So let's see. A lot of teams let them off the hook this season. They're in the playoffs now, so let's see what's going to happen. I don't believe the Bears are going to do anything, especially with Mitch Trubisky at their quarterback. Come on now. And that leads me to the reason for concern. You have a quarterback that can't even get past 10 yards. He's just throwing dink and dunk passes. The offense is just terrible. And do you expect him to win? And especially with their defense not showing up at all this entire season? Yeah, the Chicago Bears are just question marks all over the place. But they have one X factor. He's going to be running back David Montgomery. He's been carrying them these last couple of games, though, for sure. He's been playing really well, so he's going to be the X factor if they have an aspiration of even pulling off any game. Their first game will be against the Saints at Sunday, 4:40 p.m. on CBS. And they are an 8.5-point underdog. And that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was the recap for the NFL Wild Card Weekend and beyond. We've come to the end of another episode. That was episode number 97 of the Statman Sports Podcast, man. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to the podcast and was well informed about the upcoming NFL Wildcard Weekend and beyond. If you've missed some of the statistics, some of the numbers, some of the X Factor things, man, you can always go back and rewind and listen to it again before the weekend so you can be well informed for the upcoming games, man. If you stayed here for the entire episode, man, I just want to thank you so much for showing that amazing support. We are 3 episodes away from episode 100, and I have something special cooked up for you guys, man. I'm sure you guys are tired of listening to me talking about the support you've been showing me, man, but if you guys have not been pushing me all the way through, because sometimes, hey, we have these days that we don't want to do this, but we do it because, you know, it's something that I love doing, and of course you guys are showing the support to listen to the podcast, man, so I appreciate that so much. But before I let you guys go, if you're not already done that, hit that subscribe button, man. Just hit it, man. Just hit it. Hit the subscribe button, get your grocery shopping done, pack up with your snacks, because we're going to be in front of that TV the entire weekend watching some NFL football, watching some NBA, and I cannot wait to come on the mic again and get on episode 98 for us to talk about the hot topic for next week, man. So let's get it down to it, man. I'm ready to do this again. But for right now, Statman signing out, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Statman Sports Podcast. See you next time.